gentlemen, here's people.
This is why we can't have nice
things. That likewise nice things. Had a rough weekend, and maybe even more so. Why we can't have nice things. Well, let's start over there on the Dallas side. And one Jack Hogan says he was just trying to look, kick the tires on maybe a new Audi. So he's over there on the Dallas side at an Audi dealership, but it's late. He's taking his time and evidently fairly quiet because the managers left and they locked the gates while he was inside.
Oh.
He was locked inside the Audi dealership over there in Dallas. He tried to reach the anybody, like the general manager on Facebook and stuff. Oh. Waited for help.
That's how you call the manager.
He finally escaped. He left his car there and then came back for the next day.
He didn't call like the police or anything. Excuse me.
He just wanted Audi.
So just when you think things could not possibly get worse, jumping worms.
Yay.
Jumping worms now enter the conversation. The Department of Agriculture has officially issued a warning about the little guys, which can catapult themselves a foot in the air, move fast, are larger than your average worm, and hurt native plants. And they're saying to watch out for cocoons.
Because that's what we need with everything else.
Yeah, jumping worms.
That's dumb. We shouldn't have invented those.
Mm-mm, no.
Okay, so the whole betting on anything and any time now, and it's legal anywhere or whatever. The poly markets and things like that, way beyond even the fan duels, where you can literally bet on anything. You're starting to get in trouble with these things. U.S. Special Forces soldier who was involved in the capture of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro was arrested and charged for allegedly betting on that operation that netted him $400,000 in profits, saying that he bet that Maduro would be out by January. The bet was a long shot, and he kind of knew about it ahead of time, and now we're having issues over there in France as Charles de Gaulle Airport, which in Paris, just like here, DFW Airport, sets the actual temperature of record. Well, on April 15th, there were bets that it was going to be significantly warmer than 18 degrees Celsius. Shot up to 21. And now they think there was some dude with a hairdryer out there at the thermometer affecting it because he won $35,000. You shouldn't be able to bet on anything.
You know when the bad guy in the movies makes a sudden escape and pretends to be a customer to avoid the police? This approach is still in effect in Covington, Tennessee. Damian Lattimore and his friend were pulled over for a broken brake light. It should have been simple, but they decided to take off, and officers found him sitting in a barber seat nearby. He's facing a variety of charges.
All right.
But is very in touch with his bougie side.
Yeah.
They also found a pink rifle nearby.
Interesting. Styling and profile. Dum, 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 dum.
Go, Damien.
Let's go over to Louisiana. And there was roadkill that was found in a freezer of a Chinese restaurant in Pineville, Louisiana. Now, the establishment's owners claim it was never meant to be served or anything like that. It was just somebody that worked there, storing it there.
For posterity?
There was a seafood place in Charlotte, North Carolina. It was my favorite seafood place.
Yeah.
It got shut down for just this exact thing, too.
Lord.
Yeah, but I would have been back. dum, 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 dum. RFK's booked a table, by the way. He's excited.
You know, we've had snakes on a plane. And babies born everywhere, from a truck stop to Golden Corral. But now, we've got the best of both worlds. A woman named Ashley went into labor on a flight from Atlanta. They made that announcement that you never want to hear.
Could we please get some medical professionals to the front, please?
Two EMTs had to help out in the delivery. They did not have many supplies. They asked for a blanket, among other things. None of this was on the plane. Mom did get the little one out in three pushes, and the pilot said, I got to get out of here, and made an emergency landing in Portland.
Yeah, they charge you extra for the blankets now. Well done to all involved.
What if you give them a baby?
Well, she had to buy a ticket, no doubt. And then finally, a 37-year-old woman in Florida was found in her Tesla parked in the middle lane of a highway.
Oh.
She had gotten so hammered, she'd gotten in her car, turned autopilot on, and just thought that the car would drive herself back to her home. But they don't do that now because, you know, they have that monitoring thing with the cameras, and you got to check in or something. I don't know. It knows. And they say now that there's a possibility that this is just going to start being a thing on all cars.
What?
To make sure you're paying attention.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Yeah, like you know, work for Amazon or something and they're filming your every move. But no, police walked up to her, knocked on the window, and she says, "Oh, I'm not home yet." In that case, I trust the Tesla.